Right, okay. Good evening, Rabbeisai. What happens if somebody has got not enough oil, it's the second night, or no, let's say the third night. Somebody's got on the third night of Hanukkah, somebody hasn't got sufficient oil for 3 times a half an hour, oil. He only got sufficient oil for one whole one and then a little bit left. What should he do? What would be the best way to do it? Should he rather do 2 full candles? It's the third night. Should he rather do 2 full shum of a half an hour? Or should he rather do 3 bits? Or what should he do? 2 half hours on the third night?
What is going to do the next night?
He will get, somebody's going to. So what? So?
Go and get tonight then.
So, but it's the third night.
Yeah, I'm saying, if it's not like he's running out of money and he's got no oil or he's a neo, if he's saying the next day he's going to sell it out today as well.
Okay. I can't think of. It's too late to buy anything. I don't know. He can't actually get enough oil now for 3 times a half an hour. What should he do? Okay, this will be discussed in the Mishnah Berurah shortly. Okay. Okay, let's carry on from where we stopped. Siv Beis, page 274. Okay, Riboi, we're up to Siv Beis, Tofresh Ein, Siv Beis, Riboi HaSaudois. If a person increases and he does more meals, and it adds to the meals on Chanukah, Riboi HaSaudois increases to the meals, Shema Ben Bohem, that he are increased, it's considered a sudas harashos. It's not a sudas mitzvah. If you wash on Shabbos, if you wash on Yom Tov, if you wash on Purim as well, it's a sudas mitzvah. But just before you're washing on Chanukah, that doesn't make it a sudas mitzvah. Why? Shaloi kavom lemishtem esimcha. The days of Chanukah were not established for drinking and eating. That's not part of the takona. That's not part of the regulations, not part of the halacha. It's not mishta and simcha. Purim is. Chanukah isn't mishta and simcha. There's different halachas, and mishta and simcha is not one of them. So you don't have to, there's no mishta and simcha on Chanukah. The Rama disagrees slightly, and he says, V'yesh oimim, sheish k'tzas mitzvah b'riba ha-seudas. Now there's a bit of a mitzvah to increase on the seudas. Why? Mishum de'ba'oysan ha-yomim, ha-yichanukah se-mizbeach. He said, it's true. That Chanukah, the actual days of Chanukah, intrinsically, there is nothing about the days of Chanukah that obliges us to have a Suda's mitzvah. It's true. But there's something else that happened that makes us a little bit of an Indian to eat a little bit more. And that is because those were the days that Chanukah, that the Mizbeach in the Beis HaMikdash was introduced. And therefore, because of that, we take this as a reason to add a little bit of food. That's okay with us. So you have a bit more latkes, a bit more donuts, we're okay with that. So that's what the halacha is, that's interesting, just to get that clear. The reason why we increase a little bit of food on Chanukah is nothing really about the Nes Chanukah, it's about the days of Chanukah Samiz, because it was Chanukah Samiz Be'ach. Top line in Ramaz, in the base of the Beis HaMikdash. Yeah. Yeah. Correct. Yeah.
Same thing, 8 days?
It was actually not exactly 8 days. Yes, you're quite right. Sorry, I'm getting confused with you. You're quite right. It's Melech HaMishkan, not Beis HaMikdash. As Mishnah Berurah points out in Sif Kotten Zayin, I'm getting confused with you. Excuse me, it's not the Beis HaMikdash. I made a mistake over here. It's Sif Kotten Zayin, Mishnah Berurah says, Ba'osan HaYomim, Ro'etzanam B'chofei B'Kislev, Kedi Isa B'Medrash. The Melech HaMishkan Nigmo B'chofei B'Kislev. It got completed. The Chanukah the Mizbeach. The completion of the Mizbeach was completed on the 25th of Kislev. And of the Mishkan, not the Beis HaMikdash, and this, because the completion took place on the 25th of Kislev, therefore that's where the Ramah comes from, that to add a little bit excess Ribu Yasuuda. That's what the Elo Shehimtin Hakadosh Baruch Hu comes at Nissan Shana Bar Yitzchok. Yeah, that's right. So mainly that's where we come from. A bit of an interesting point is that according to this, why do we do it all the days, all the 8 days of Chanukah? Because that surely should only apply for the 25th. But that's just a question on the side. I'm not quite sure what the answer for that is. Yes, but it was completed. It was completed on the 25th. Correct. The Mizbeach, the Kelim, no, not the Kelim. The actual Mizbeach was completed then. Yeah. Why is the Mizbeach the most choshev element of it? Yeah, I hear. Good point. Not sure. It must be obviously something about the Mizbeach. Yeah, not sure. Yeah. Okay. Top line. V'noyagin loy mazmirois v'tishpochois b'su'udois shema b'imbohem. The custom is to sing zmirois and to praise the Ribbono Shel Olam during the Sudas. V'ozav v'sudas mitzvah. If a person does sing and praise the Ribbono Shel Olam, then it will become a Sudas mitzvah. I mean, by default, it's not a Sudas mitzvah just because you're eating something on Chanukah. But if you're singing zmirois, then it will become a Sudas mitzvah. Mishnebus if kotten ches zmirois. V'uadim b'nisui basta mitchochem l'amoretz. Also, if it's a chasana, it doesn't only mean Sudas mitzvah tam chochem, it's any chasanas. Im yoimum shiros v'tishpochis, have a Sudas mitzvah. Become a Sudas mitzvah if by chasana as well of basam chochem l'amoretz. But the poskim say that nowadays there is no such thing as amoretz. Yeah. Any zmiros, nothing specific. It's nothing specific. Any zmiros that are being sung, it doesn't have to be any. There's nothing. No. I suppose it could even be just the regular songs that a person would sing on Chanukah. It's probably not. It's probably that's what he's referring to. Okay, continues the Ramah. V'yesh oimre yesh oimum sheish lechol gvina b'Chanukah. Some of the minute to eat cheeses on Chanukah. Lefi shaneis nase b'cholah, because the neis happened through milk. Shechilo Yehudis as ha'oyev, that Yehudis fed the enemy milk, and because of that, we tend to have some cheesy foods on Chanukah. Mishnah Bosef Cotton Test explains, Sef Cotton Yud explains, Shechilo Yehudis, he hoys a bita shal Yoichanan Kohen Gadol, she was daughter of Yoichanan Kohen Gadol, v'hoys a gzeira, and there was a takona decree, she called Arusa. Anybody who gets engaged to boil le tafsa has to have a visit to the general tafsa tchila before that. When she gets engaged, before she actually marries her husband, she has to go to the tafsa first. She gave him lots of wine, I suppose. Gvino cheese and with wine as well to make him very drunk. And he just fell asleep before he managed to do anything. He just fell asleep. And she cut his head. Everybody escaped. Now, just to get the historical part of this clear, this was not exactly the same time than the Neis Chanukah of the oil and the Nitzochan and the victory that Mishnah Berurah Sifkot Aleph explains. Was it Sifkot Aleph? Yes, Sifkot Aleph explains. This happened quite a few years earlier. But it was still a part of the nace. And therefore, some people have a minig to have... does anybody have a minig of having cheeses or milk? Right? We don't really do that so much. Blintzes, that's right. Blintzes is cheese. Yeah, that's right. Cheese blintzes are cheesy. That's right. That's right. Yeah. You, over there, you've got all the chumras. You've got the cheese, you've got the oil, you've got everything. So that you it's all the days. But yes, I think generally we don't really have that minig so much, although the Ramob does bring it. I do feel like I'm quoting over the Bialocha on the side of it. Bialocha speaks about playing games on Bialocha, on Chanukah. Bialocha says the following. V'noigin loyim azmiris v'tishpochus. I am a Chuvah's Mahashal. Simon Peh, the Mahashal says in Chuvah's the following. Shekosov, that writes, Sheroi shasimcha tiyeh mreves belulo b'simcha satoire. So when we talk about simcha, we talk about praising Hashem and being happy, it's referring to simcha's toira. It's referring to the happiness of Torah. And a person should not cancel his dear Shoshia on Chanukah. That's what it seems to say. The kviyas have to remain. And one should learn Torah as always. And one person shouldn't cancel the kviyas. Ad kan ha'shonu. And in our great avonos, aveiros, yesh anoshim, there are people, shetachas, smiros v'tishbochos, instead of singing Zmiras Tishbach and praising Hashem, Shiroi Lahal Hashem Yisbach, and Nisim Shah Solonu, so thanking and praising Hashem for all the miracles that He's done for us, Hemabim Beschoi Kakarten, they end up playing cards. Instead of thanking Hashem, they play cards, that's what the Marshal says. V'harbe Rishu Asforim Akdoishim Alze, and the Sforim write a lot about this, extensively, V'Hashem Menafshe Yichang, when somebody guards his soul, should distance himself from these type of actions. Now, it's an ancient custom, and I don't think that the Bialocha denies that ancient custom too. I mean, nobody can imagine a Chanukah without playing the dreidels. I don't think that a person has to obviously balance out, but I don't think he's referring to... Now, what do you think? Do you think, what about dreidels?
Still come to the Jewish of Shia.
Yeah, that you can and still play. Yeah, or you can come to the Eshoshir in order to play the idols. Maybe that's a good idea. Yeah. So, but yeah, I think that it wouldn't argue with the fact that it is such a minik. It's an interesting minik. I don't know if it's registered minik, but it's something that Klal Yisrael does. So, but definitely to spend an extensive amount of time playing games is Ashoy Menaf Sheyichak Mizeh. Okay, Siv Gimel. Ein Maspidim Bohem Elo Lechochem Befonov. Hespet, we learned, is also. Hespet is also. Only exception is a Chochem. To Talmud Chochem. Somebody who's a great Talmud Chochem, that is. And only Befonov, only if it's before him. If the Nifta is before him. So, in elsewhere, that wouldn't be if you hear about Rachman, it's not about Nifta. Somewhere else, and the nifta is not actually here, you wouldn't be allowed to make a hesped at all. Says the Rama, "V'ein mis'anin yoyim shemeis boy av oyeim." A person would fast on Chanukah for the yahrzeit. That's not permitted. V'ein mis'anin yoyim on the yahrzeit, where normally a person would fast on Chanukah, a person wouldn't fast. Ein mis'anin boy shemeis boy. Ein mis'anin yoyim shemeis boy av oyeim. Tanas chaloyim b'chanukah, with regards to halachas of tanas chaloyim, somebody achman etzan had a bad dream, ayin le'altzim in tovkuf samaches, seif hey. Velin tzedek adin, with regards to the halachas of tzedek adin, chalil if somebody needs to, somebody hears about a p'tira, ayin le'al b'lichzor shchoydish, simen tovchof b'ago, ayin le'kamal simen tovresh pei gimel. And that leads us straight into tovresh ayin aleph. Say the halachas nei chanukah, v'mokam anachosoy. Very important halachas in tovresh ayin aleph. Seif aleph. Tzorich le'zor me'oid, person to be very careful. Padlokas neiras b'chanukah, with lighting the candles in Chanukah. Vafilu, and even on yam is panis minat stoker, a poor person who collects stoker, he's got no money at all. Shoyel, he should give his clothes to give away his clothes or sell his clothes for lekach shemen lahadik, in order to obtain oil to light the candles. That's how severe the halacha is. So normally we don't find that. We find that with regards to where else do we find this halacha? Yeah, we got Shabbos could be, and where else we find it? That's right, the Abakosos. Certainly Abakosos, and possibly also with regards to, we find that a person has to mamash give away his last shirt in order to fulfill the mitzvah. We find that here as well. Now Mishnah Berurah explains a little bit, gives a bit of a background information over here. Tzorich lezon sifkot na'alef. Mishnah Berurah says, Vabirim Gemara, the Gemara says, Harogel b'ner. Now literally Harogel b'ner, what does Harogel literally means? What's the literal translation of Harogel? That's right, somebody's used to a rogel bener, somebody's used to the nail on the candle, somebody's used to the candle. Havino bonim talmid chachomim, his sons are talmid chachomim. Why? It's quoting a Gemara in Shabbos. Shenema kineir mitzvah ve toira oil. Perish Rashi, Alzei Rashi explains, neir mitzvah, the Shabbos ve Chanukah, the mitzvah of lighting Shabbos candles and Chanukah candles, that gives you the schos of Havino bonim talmid chachomim, that your sons are talmid chachomim. Now, the question is, what does that exactly mean? Harogel b'ner, somebody is used to the candle. What does that exactly mean? It doesn't say ha madlik ner, somebody who lights. It doesn't say ha medakdik b'ner. It's interesting. This term of ha rogel b'ner is quite strange. What does that mean? Rogel b'ner. Yeah. So it probably what the Mefarshim. What do you want to suggest?
Sounds like the opposite of someone who doesn't always do.
Well, a rogel, he always does it.
So to exclude anyone who doesn't.
Yeah, well, the Mishnah Berurah is explaining the expression of the Shulchan Aruch. Your person has to be very careful. He has to be very careful. Why does a person need to be so extremely careful? Because if you are so careful, then having a bonim talmid chacham, which basically leads to the explanation of the mefarshim, which I wanted to point out, is that the mefarshim, the achronim, say that what it's referring to is somebody who just lights the Chanukah candle. He's not included in this. If you just do one candle and that's it, that's not. It's just somebody who's mehadeh and fulfills those two mitzvahs of ner Chanukah and ner Shabbos in the most not in a basic way, but in a mehudadig way. If a person does it in a very, what's the right word? Yossi, can you help me out? In a very mehudadig way, pardon? Yeah, that's right. If a person is very particular and honorable, it doesn't, pardon? Okay, that I can't even, but, okay, good, that's the word they want, okay. If a person would do it in such a mehudadig way, then yes. So then says that's what he means. Then it's if you're nizer ma'oid but lokas nechanika, then I have an abonim tamid chomim. And I suppose that's where I don't know. I didn't actually see that explicitly, but I assume that's part of the reason. I mean, never mind the halachic aspect, but the fact that people are makbit to, you know, the whole household comes to a standstill during that half an hour, and there's and during that half an hour after lighting, and people are mahalda and they do it nicely, and they're not stingy about it, they don't rush it, and they do it properly and with in the most beautiful geshmak way to fulfill the mitzvah, and don't rush it once. One thing, you don't rush things, you know. You do things properly, and you sing properly, and you dance, and you do it in a more elevated way. That's, without a doubt, what it means, harogil b'nei havinu tamid chomim. It doesn't mean the fact that you're harogil, the expression of harogil means you're doing it properly, you're doing it slowly, you're doing it in a little bit more in an honorable way. Thank you for the expression, honorable way. And that's what it means, harogil b'nei. Then, I heard once a vod, I'm just going to add that, literally as a footnote, that it's not a reward. It's not a reward. It's not a reward necessarily. It's not only a reward, but it's also a natural consequence. If you're machshavit, you're going to do it with your children. It's the kind of thing, the mitzvah that you do normally with your children. You're going to have your children around when you light the menorah. You're going to have your children around. And if they see your machshiv the Torah, your machshiv the mitzvahs, then automatically that's the best ingredient for them to become talmidei chachamim. Isn't that a nice word? It's not a reward. It's a natural consequence, if I may say so. It's a natural, if you're machshav it, then the children are also going to be machshav Torah, and they're going to be chomim. Okay, seif base. Kamon Neiro is Madlik. Okay, how many candles do we light? So we know, of course, this is the Gemara, and the Machloek is Rishonim. So the Belay Lorishon Madlik Echad. The first night, you light one. Mikan ve'elech, after that, moisif ve'hoilech, echot b'chol loyla, you add an additional one every single night, out until shebeleil achen, until the last night, yiyu shmoina. So one, and then two, and then three, etc., as we know. Ve'afilu im rabim bnei abayis. Now this is Shulchan Aruch's opinion, and I wonder, is that how you do? Shulchan Aruch says, ve'afilu im rabim bnei abayis, even if you've got big family of 18 souls, you only light one menorah. Is that the minig in you? That only one person lights, you light, and that's it? Is that the minig? You don't know? Okay, that's what Shulchan Aruch holds. But the Ramah says, V'yeish oimim, the Ramah disagrees. Is that not the custom? We don't just have one person lighting. The V'yeish oimim, they call echon, mibnei abayis, yadlik. Every person in the family would light. V'cheina minig, a portion, that's the general minig, says the Ramah, that every person in the family lights. He does add, though, the Ramah does say, V'yizoru liten kol echot ve'echot neroysav b'mokam yuchot. The Ramah is very particular, that make sure that they're not just packed together in one place. K'dei she'heka, that it should be recognizable, kamon neroys madliken. That is a very important issue, and that a person should make sure, if you light numerous Chanukah menorahs, they shouldn't be all together, but somebody who looks from outside should be able to recognize this is one menorah, this is a second menorah, this is a third menorah. If it just looks like it's just three menorahs, but it looks like it's three candles, that's a problem with the Ramah. The Ramah says it should be recognizable, you may do as many as mea bais, but you have to make sure that each menorah is recognizable. And it doesn't mean the actual menorah, it means the lights have to be recognizable. That's what the Ramah says. It's a bit of an issue. I know that in Mir Yeshiva there's a bit of an issue. What, pardon?
What's the source that everyone does mitzvah of lighting?
Right. So the Ramah holds that he doesn't say it here, but the Ramah holds that there is an increased Pesum Menesse by every doing it himself. That's the Ramah's opinion, that there is an aspect of Pesum Nisa by everybody doing it himself, which Shulchan Aruch doesn't hold of, and it's actually Machlokes Rishonim. As well as a Pesum Nisa by everybody. And he has to do also, he has to do on various points, but he has also to do as to whether the mitzvah is primarily a mitzvah on the gavur, on the person, or is it primarily on the bais, on the house. I mean, there's both element of both, according to all the opinions. There's definitely the obligation of it has to do with the house, and there's also something to do about the person. It has to do with that as well. But just answering your question directly, where does that come from? The Ebedi lights, the answer is because there's increased Pesum Menesse according to the Ramah. Yeah. Well, the answer is that, assumingly, that if somebody would see from the street, he would recognize it's two different sets of, right, and then therefore he would say, heck, that's recognizable, and it's fine. Yeah. I know in Meir Yeshiva there's always that issue, and I don't exactly know what the answer is. Has anybody seen how they light in Meir Yeshiva? It's probably in all the yeshivas like that as well. I just know Meir Yeshiva. Do you know how they light in Meir Yeshiva? Do you remember? Okay, so when you go to the entrance of Meir Yeshiva, you've got one main entrance, which famously hasn't got a door. Right, because in Meir Yeshiva, the Rebbe's Yudel was makbet, that everyone wants to learn Torah is invited. So there was no door. You can just walk in, and he made that very, literally as well, there's no door in Meir Yeshiva. I think there was once a security issue, and then I'm not sure. But in my days, for sure, do you remember? Who was in Meir? There was no literal door, it was just an entrance. You can just walk in. And Rebbe's Yudel was very makbet that Yeshiva should have no door, because anybody who wants to learn Torah is more than welcome. Now, next to that door, now you have to realize that door is the gate for hundreds of bochim. I don't know if hundreds of bochim sleep in the yeshiva, that building. Well, dozens and dozens of bochim actually live in that building. Yeah, could be, I don't know how many, yeah, loads. And there, as you walk in there is like a few, that's where the bochim who live there, who sleep in yeshiva, that's where they want the light. Now, you've got, they put like a metal, it's it looks a bit like a bookshelf type of thing. Of numerous floors, as it were, and then you've got dozens and dozens of menorahs there. Which is, you know, that's all. You know, everybody's got those simple menorahs. You know, you know which ones I mean. The very simple ones, the very basic ones. You've got, I don't know, maybe hundreds even of those menorahs piled up over there, and because everybody wants to be mekayem the mitzvah. But of course, based on what we're learning now, we've got a bit of a problem because it's not recognizable. And I'm asking the question without having a clear answer for that because I'm not quite sure. What the answer is for that. But this is definitely an issue.
If you can do it, then good. If you can't.
If you can't, then you can't. It could be, because I hear the dick you were saying, you're medayik the loshon aramor, which is v'izohu, a person should be careful, which seems to be indicating that it's not v'izohu, a person should be careful, which doesn't sound like b'di'evet, but it's a problem. You may be right, yeah. Correct.
Candles or little bits of oil next
to, yeah, we're going to see that next Eve, yeah.
But today, it's more recognizable because you've got the same
things, yeah,
that we have.
That could be. That could be. The fact that it's a unit of a menorah, that could be. That's a nice svara. Now, okay, there's a couple of important Mishnah Berurahs over here. Seif Cotton Dalet. Okay. Sif Kotten Dal, Mishnah Berurah says, Mikan ve'eilach, Mishnah Berurah says, a third white line, Vim ein yodim ha-seges, if a person has got sufficient money, Rak l'nei echot b'chol laylo, he can either light every night one candle, b'chol laylo, loy u'leveiso, for himself and for the family, we're talking in the opinion of the Mechaba, yotze b'zeh medina, is yotze d'odina. That means that the Mishnah Berurah is not getting records straight. He says, you know what, according to the halacha, if you just do every single night one, first night one, second night one, third night three, even if you've got a family of 17 children, yoytze, that's what he says, yoytze b'zeh medina, v'shu'ur de shulchan aruch, and what the shulchan aruch says, urak le'mi sheyodom ha'segis li'yoyz mahadrin min ha'mahadrin, k'div zegmor, the shulchan aruch skips the basic halacha, which is very interesting, and he goes straight into mahadrin min ha'mahadrin, which is really interesting, because he doesn't even bring down the basic halacha. The basic halacha is, if a person like one, every single night, for the whole family, he's yoytze. But Shulchan Aruch skips that entirely. And he goes straight into the opinion of the Mahadrim and Mahadrim. We know that from the Gemara, it's Mahadrim and Mahadrim. Which is a very elevated level of fulfillment of the mitzvah. He skips that completely, which is very interesting. I'm not quite sure why. Can you think of a reason why? Don't tell me it's very cheap and everybody can do it, because nowadays it's cheap. I don't think it always was. He goes straight away, he says... No. He goes straight away to the higher level of fulfillment of the mitzvah. First day, one. Second night, two. Third, three. Fourth. That's what Shulchan Aruch says. But if a person would light every single night, only one, is he fulfilling the mitzvah or not? If a person would... If you only have money for...
Because of the bracha, what you're saying? It's Ner
Chanukah. Yeah. So you are fulfilling the mitzvah. Yeah. Sure, you're right. But Shulchan Aruch doesn't tell me that. But you're 100% right. He doesn't tell me that. He just says, first night one, second night two, third night three. You don't have... I mean, it's very nice. But he skips that. He skips the basic halacha, which is very interesting.
Compared to other mitzvahs, like the ones you've just been learning about, it is much cheaper.
Yeah.
So maybe the hint is,
the men will be able to afford the best esrog in the world.
But
27 labourers.
Yeah. So you're saying that because it's cheaper,
It's comparatively cheaper than buying yarn for Pesach.
Yeah. Do you agree to that? I hear what you're saying, but from the poskim, it's clear. From the poskim, it's absolutely clear that the oil was a financial issue in previous generations. Yeah. It's clear that it was very expensive. It was an issue. So, not sure. Okay, continue the Mishneh Berurah. Sifkot Nvov. Sifkot Nvov. Archibald Achen. Misha ein lo shemen harbe. Somebody hasn't got a lot of oil. Yiten be'echot shemen kashir. If a person hasn't got a lot of oil, that's this question that we asked at the beginning of the shir. Sifkot Nyud. Sifkot Nvov, excuse me. Did I say something wrong? Sifkot Nvov. That's the question we started the shir with. Misha ein lo shemen harbe. If somebody hasn't got a lot of oil. Yiten be'echot shemen kashir. The first candle should be the full shear of a half an hour. V'hamoisa, and the remaining oil that you've got, yechalek lekulam. You should divide that into a little bit. Very, very interesting. Shem yase lekulam b'shove. If you do all of them, you equal them all out. Lo yadlik afilu echot kesher. You won't have even one sufficient to burn a half an hour, which is no good. So if you've got not enough oil, third night, fourth night, you haven't got enough oil for all of them to have half an hour. What you have to do is you do one of them has to be complete half an hour. And then the rest, even if they're not going to be burning for half an hour, but you do another, what night did I say we are? Fourth night? So you do one of them, the first one, we're the fourth night. And I haven't got enough to do I haven't got enough for that. So what I'm going to do is one of them, I do a half an hour, and I do an additional three. And they're not going to be half an hour each, but I do another three of them, just to have the four. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
It looks like I didn't explain myself clearly. Okay. So you just have to do. You have to get to the four nights. You need to have four, but it doesn't matter if it's not burning for half an hour. There's actually machlokes achronim. Some disagree with that. Yeah. That's right. Some achronim say that, but others say that you can't have the wrong amount of nights. But it's the Eza Chonim who do say that if you haven't got that, yeah, you can really. I can hear. I fully hear what you're saying, but I can hear the Mishneh Berurah as well.
So what does it mean, Mishneh Berurah earlier, to do everything one?
Pardon?
We spoke earlier, just before this one.
Yeah.
That every night you are lighting one.
Yeah, you can. You can. You can. What happens? You want to do better than that. You want to do on the fourth night? You want to do the four, but you haven't got enough. You will get tomorrow. Somebody's going to... Your son comes from Edson and brings you more. Okay. Okay. And finally, an interesting halacha in the Dastam Mishneh Berurah. A fascinating halacha. V'im yesh loy shemen v'tzimtzum al kol shmoinu yomim. What happens if you've got enough for eight candles? For all the eight nights. You've got enough oil. You're sorted. You've got enough oil. But your friend, your next door neighbor, he hasn't got enough. So the halacha is, mutav shiadlik b'chol laila echot. You're better off doing each night just one. First night, one. Second night, one. Third night, and you give the rest to your friend. Mutav shiyadlik b'chol laila echot v'itin gal nechva and give your friend. To medina en tzorich alo acha, because you only need one. And this is a very famously quoted halacha. And by the way, just to end off, this is one of Bitzchok, one of the Rabbi Yitzchok Berkowitz brings from this raya, as I was saying, Notenstark, the obligation for a person to support people who are on their way in Torah and Yiddishkeit, and a person sometimes has to step back a little bit and be mevatah on his own ruchnias in order to help others if it's not a complete vitur, we're not talking about doing averas or something, but a person sometimes feels that he would like to steig imo, but he knows by helping somebody else, I can give away a bit of my Yiddishkeit, a bit of my ruchnias, in order to help somebody else to steig in Torah. This is one of his ma'amakomas. Very, very interesting. He says that from here you see that you would really want to do the mahadrin and a mahadrin. You want to do first night 1, third night 3, eighth night 8. You're not going to do that. Why not? So your friend can fulfill the mitzvah properly. From here we see the moediger, it's so subtle and it's so beautiful. You should be mevatel some of the ruchnias. And it's a real halacha. It's not a chumra. It's a real halacha. You want to fulfill mehadrin and mehadrin. You're not fulfilling mehadrin and mehadrin just to support another yid. Then you should fulfill the ikar mitzvah. Isn't that beautiful? This is a quotation. Right.